This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Jeff Phelps. No Baskin today. Menigan in for Baskin. Meredith taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. We've been doing this this little thing on a pretty regular basis for the last month and a half.
About that.
Yeah. And it's find us a quarterback. And why are we doing this? Because the Browns need a quarterback. We have mainly stuck to guys who could either be drafted or signed as free agents. What you don't have too many of, guys you might trade for. That changes today, ladies and gentlemen.
Words that are about to come out of Baskin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to this segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Oh, Dan got cute with the editing from the other day.
Well, I thought this segment needed a disclaimer, and boy, now we finally have
Well, now we have one. That works, actually. Because why? Because we make somebody mad every time we do this segment. Every time. Somebody reaches out at CLE Talking Heads or
that
somebody
guy's
calls.
A bum.
Why would you? Phelps is a moron. Why does he want that guy?
That guy's a bum. I can throw better than him. My mom has a stronger arm than he does.
I don't necessarily want that guy. I'm just trying to inform. So there you go. Today, what would you think of trading for a guy that one team thought was such a draft bust they traded him away for a seventh round pick? What would you think of that, Dano?
Well, you really know how to sell these bad boys.
I sure do, don't
I? Here comes that nausea, heartburn, and indigestion.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present Mr. Malik Willis. Malik Willis was a third-round draft choice by the Tennessee Titans in 2022, and it was a really bad quarterback year. He was the third quarterback drafted. The first two were Kenny Pickett and Desmond Ridder. The best quarterback out of the 2022 draft was the last guy taken, and that was Brock Purdy. So that quarterback draft stunk. In 2 years in Tennessee with the Titans, when he wasn't the starting quarterback, Tennessee just kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And we kept hearing, oh, this guy's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy. He played in 11 games. He had three starts, and he had a record of 1-2. Now, why was Tennessee interested in him in the first place? Because he was really interesting in college. 2 years at Auburn where he didn't play. And they said, you're not going to play here. And he didn't. He threw 14 passes in two seasons. Was the backup to who? Jarrett Stidham, I believe. And then he went to Liberty University. And when he was at Liberty University, he ran for almost 1,000 yards in two straight seasons. And he rushed for 27 touchdowns. And he had 47 passing touchdowns and 18 interceptions. So the passing numbers pretty solid. And the rushing numbers were extremely good. And you come out in the draft, and he drops to the third round there, and he's picked by Tennessee. Now, this is where this gets interesting to me. Two parts of this on Malik Willis, who we're talking about today. Let's find us a quarterback. He was traded to Green Bay. Tennessee gave up on him for a seventh-round pick at the end of training camp last year. In late August, he got traded to Green Bay because Green Bay needed a backup quarterback. Then he quickly ended up becoming a starting quarterback there because Jordan Love had some issues. So he started a couple of games, was pretty good. He played in seven games overall. He completed 74% of his passes in Green Bay. Limited. He only threw 54 of them, but by golly, he completed 40 of them.
Just going to say.
For three touchdowns and an interception, and he rushed for 138 yards and two touchdowns, and they won his starts.
So here's what I will say about Malik Willis.
He's under contract for one more year, so you would have to trade for him. Then he's a free agent.
If you have found yourself on a Saturday going, you know, I really enjoy watching Service Academy football. I like the triple option. I really like the idea that I could honestly drink for every forward pass thrown and still be able to drive home without being pulled over or feel anything whatsoever.
Why does most everything with you go back to drinking?
Because I go to an Army-Navy party every year, and we used to do that.
Okay.
It was always the running gag.
See, there had to be a real reason. Yeah.
It was always the Army-Navy game. You took a sip of whatever you were drinking every time there was a forward pass, and it was the only drinking game where everyone drove home. And so they were really – Matt LaFleur did a really good job with Malik Willis, and I give him a bunch of credit for what he was able to do. But he did a really good job going, okay, we are going to run the ball with Malik Willis. We are going to run him like he is a Service Academy quarterback. We are going to give him easy reads and easy throws. And by that I mean, like, for those of you who understand, one read. We're going to cut the field in half. We're going to have two wide receivers, and you're either going to throw the deep route, you're going to throw the intermediate route, and if those two aren't there, you're running with it, or you're throwing it away. And that's how they were able to survive. They were turning around and handing the ball to Josh Jacobs 30 times a game, running it a boatload, hitting Jalen Reed for all kinds of end-arounds, Christian Watson for end-arounds, all of that kind of stuff, with the idea that it's like we have to take what this guy is and not try to make him something he isn't, which is drop back, throw the ball on time and on target, you know, and do that 45 times and have him really evaluate what a defense is doing and read what's on the field and all of that kind of stuff. We need to simplify this, and we need to use the fact that he is an athletic marvel and just have that be our offense.
Because he is. He's extremely athletic, throws it, has a good, strong arm. There are two interesting things, and I wasn't even going to include Malik Willis in this little shtick we've been doing, but two things made me do it. I saw two stories yesterday. One, and it was written by a gentleman named Pulaski, Ryan Pulaski, from FanSided's Still Curtain, okay? And it was about the Steelers making a play for Malik Willis. And he wrote that the Steelers showed a lot of pre-draft interest in most of the quarterbacks in that bad draft we just talked about. Well, they ended up taking the first one, Kenny Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
And it said he was Malik Willis was coming on strong, going up draft boards like crazy. Steelers ended up taking Kenny Pickett. However, Mike Tomlin wants mobility and a strong arm at quarterback. They did a lot of due diligence on Malik Willis, liked him, but took Kenny Pickett instead because Kenny shared the same training facility and they thought they knew Kenny and all that stuff. But they did countless of hours of prep on Malik Willis. And this guy is reasoning that the Steelers could have an interest in him for that reason. Also saw a story that said, and again, FanSided did it, that with the Jets not bringing back Aaron Rodgers, Malik Willis could be the guy because they've already traded with the Jets, even though it was a different front office. But so maybe Packers and Jets were going to trade there. So I thought, you know what? Let's throw that in. Maybe the Browns would be interested in doing that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One other thing, when I dug into this, made me think about Malik Willis something interesting, okay? And I mentioned this. Part of this, I always like going back just for curiosity's sake, and most of the time, and seeing what guys' draft profiles look like.
Oh, absolutely.
When they came out. And this one's a few years old, obviously. It came out in 2022, so it's been a while. But I like to hear what scouts said about him at the time. His draft grade, Malik Willis's draft grade in 2022, was higher than any guy currently, their draft grade coming out in this draft. Higher than Cam Ward, higher than Shedeur Sanders, higher than Jackson Dart. Malik Willis's draft grade was 6.41. Cam Ward's is, I believe, 6.39, and Shedeur's is right in that neighborhood. But Malik Willis was as highly thought of as the guys who were at the top of this draft, who could go 1-2, could go 2, could go 3-6. In other words, if he were in this draft, he might be in the conversation to be the number one overall pick in the draft. The Tennessee Titans could take him again. I know. And then this. You ready?
Of course.
You want to cringe one more time?
Yeah, why not?
Lance Zierlein is the guy who wrote the summation of him. Arm like Jay Cutler. Body style and play style like Jalen Hurts. Jay Cutler could sling it.
Jay Cutler had an absolute rocket for an arm.
He had three quarters of a clue where it might be going.
And he was
Malik Willis might have half a clue.
I'll never forget Charles Woodson. The best part about playing Jay Cutler is Jay's always going to be Jay, and there's going to be three balls out there for me to catch at some point.
So, Browns fans, does the idea of a trade intrigue you at all? I will tell you, I've just laid this all out. More highly rated than Shedeur Sanders, higher draft profile grade than Cam Ward, and Jackson Dart, and Will Howard, and Quinn Ewers, all those guys, higher than all of them. I don't think he fits here in Cleveland.
I don't think so either, because as much as I think we all kind of would enjoy for a few weeks running the triple option and just running an offense where Stefanski cuts the field in half and does all the things that you need to do to make Malik Willis successful, I think we would all enjoy that if it was winning. It's one of those things where the minute it gets figured out and goes south, it goes south in a hurry.
If you're looking for a guy like Malik Willis, could you find him in this draft? Is he named Cam Ward? Is he named Shedeur Sanders? Is he named Jalen Milroe?
Boy, you should aim for higher. Boy, you should aim
there,
for
there
higher.
There isn't anybody higher in this draft.
Look, according to Lance Zierlein.
According to the guys, and it's NFL.com. I don't think it's Lance who does the grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Lance writes up the little summation.
Yeah. But not in the first round. If you were to find somebody who was like Malik Willis in the second round, third round, something like that, I would feel a lot better about it than trying to take him at 2. Or even trading back and then taking a quarterback there.
Does the idea of a trade do anything for you, folks? For Malik Willis, who last year in Green Bay looked like the quarterback everybody thought he might be when he was drafted by Tennessee and then went to Tennessee and didn't look anything like he looked like in Green Bay. If you're the Browns, would you make the move? Would you trade for him? Or would you look at 2? What do you think? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.